Read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Mayor Tom Barrett has chosen the city's lobbyist, Keisha Butler, to head the Fire and Police Commission following the sudden departure of Marinelle Reagan. The nation's largest auto finance company has dropped its lawsuit against car dealer Russ Darrow over loans to straw purchasers of luxury vehicles sent to China by a con man. Harley-Davidson reported yesterday that profits were down 6.2% for the first quarter of the year. They also said sales in the U.S. were down 12% from the same period a year ago. Sales across the entire motorcycle industry were down about 11%. Read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Mayor Tom Barrett has chosen the city's lobbyist, Keisha Butler, to head the Fire and Police Commission following the sudden departure of Marinelle Reagan. Comedian Jim Gaffigan and his wife Jeannie will be Marquette University's spring commencement speakers next month. Jeannie Gaffigan graduated from Marquette in 1992. UW-Milwaukee's top three basketball players have asked for and received releases from the university in order to transfer to play elsewhere. With their departure, UWM has now lost five scholarship players in less than a month. Read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. The nation's largest auto finance company has dropped its lawsuit against car dealer Russ Darrow over loans to straw purchasers of luxury vehicles sent to China by a con man. The retired director of the University of Wisconsin's Stevens Point Native American Center was shot and killed in Minnesota over the weekend. Andrew Goki, 57, of Wisconsin Rapids, worked at the Native American Center from 1995 until he retired in 2017. Goki was shot by his nephew, who then shot himself. His condition has not yet been released. Read number four. The retired director... Redo. Read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. The retired director of the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point Native American Center was shot and killed in Minnesota over the weekend. Andrew Goki, 57, of Wisconsin Rapids, worked at the Native American Center from 1995 until he retired in 2017. Goki was shot by his nephew, who then shot himself. His condition has not yet been released. Game 5 of the Bucks series with the Celtics is tonight in Boston. The Brewers are in Kansas City tonight to start a two-game series with the Royals. Weather and out. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. Wednesday, sunshine, highs in the upper 40s. Thursday, sunshine with the highs around 60 degrees. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted.